The Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
So what's this quality time you wanted to talk about today?
Yes, this is something that I've been thinking about for a bit. So I do CrossFit. So normally, yes, and how do you know someone does CrossFit? They tell you. I do CrossFit and normally it's in a class environment. And Chris has also started doing it. He started about 6 or 8 months ago. And sometimes we'll be in the same class and stuff. And it's really nice for me to have him there. Like, I think it's nice that we're not at separate places.
Separate times.
Yes, and separate times. So even though we are focusing on fitness and focusing, I guess, on ourselves and being part of the class, it's nice to be able to spend that time together. Like, we both suffer together.
Yes.
Verstaan. So dit is vir my die punt wat ek wil maak. En dalk gaan jy saam met my stem of nie, that training together is quality time.
Yeah, I can get behind that.
Yeah. Like, al sê nou jy doen nie CrossFit nie. Sê nou julle is albei soos traditional gymmers en yeah, julle gaan en is of leg day of julle doen 'n klas saam of wat ook al, dat dit tyd is wat julle saam kan spandeer.
That's exactly it. I think you're right, because I mean, putting aside the form of exercise, as you said, you know, if both of you have a bike and you go and ride together, lekker. If both of you go for a run and you go and run together, lekker. If both of you play a game together, unless that game is the break from your partner.
Well, you see, but I was going to say for you, that it's also like you do boxing. I don't know if you can do boxing with your partner.
I mean, we could conceivably train together. You can do all the pad work and the bag work and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, okay, we don't have to spar. No, what I mean is, you know, like, some people appreciate their, and let's use
space.
Let's use the stereotype, you know, 6 hours of golf on a Saturday or a Sunday with your mates. It's time to get out of the house and away from all of that.
Yeah.
And if you want to do that, then cool, that I understand. But I'm a big fan of, like, exercising and training and having your person around.
Ja, en ek dink ook is lekker as julle beide soos doelwitte het en julle kan mekaar se doelwitte verstaan. Soos, ek dink dit is great. So I think that going to the gym or training together in whatever form your exercise takes is actually a form of quality time. But I don't think everybody's going to agree. Do you agree?
Ja, I think for the most part, yes.
But we want to hear from you. Do you agree? Do you think that training together is quality time?
Yeah, does that count as quality time in your life? If your partner said to you, listen, we haven't got much time to hang out together, let's go to the gym. Would you be like, oh yes, I can't wait to spend this time with you?
I'd be like, no, I want to run faster than you. So.
Yeah, and a little going bit of a competitive edge is never out of place. Yeah.
Eat my dust.
Yeah. So yeah, let us know on the WhatsApp line, 084-850-0942. Do you think that training together is quality time for a couple? Is it beter vir julle albei om saam te oefen? Wat ook al daai oefening is, is it kwaliteit tyd wat jy saam met jou ander mens kan spandeer?
Does exercise count as quality time for a couple? Jeanette says, no. My husband does a 5K park run every Saturday. I've done 3. It's not for me. I hate it, but it's his thing.
And follows up with, I'm not getting up early for anything on a Saturday.
Like, you see, that's fine. Because we're not saying you have to.
Yeah. Jeff also sent a message that I like the perspective. Yes, I would consider it quality time as long as both people are doing it because they enjoy it. It's not quality time together if one person doesn't enjoy the activity but does it just to keep the other person happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
That this need, yeah.
You've got to both be having
You've
a good time.
You've got to both be, exactly, right?
Definitief is it for ons om saam te gym, tyd om saam te spandeer. En dan sal hy beteken vinniger as ek 'n ding wil doen en dan sal ek nou wil inhaal en dit is net baie lekker om saam te gym. Ons sien dit as quality tyd saam.
Ja.
Also, you get to have those conversations. Oh, do you remember those? Oof, I'm so stiff here.
Yes, exactly.
A little bonding experience.
Isabel, wat ook CrossFit doen, sy het vir my 'n boodskap gestuur om te sê, sy en haar man CrossFit saam, hulle is eintlik nou op pad na klas toe. En as dit soos 'n buddy workout is of wat ook al, dan is hulle altyd mekaar se buddies en hulle doen dit saam.
You see, that's cute.
Yeah, that's very cute.
JP says that doesn't always work.
Hi, Rob and Roz. Yeah, I must say, training's one thing. Having something to do with each other, it's a different thing. I play indoor cricket and I've seen a couple of couples that actually, they go off at the end of the night worse off than they have before the night. So normal training, yes, I would say quality time. But something like a sport or something? No, not really.
Now you've run your partner out for 3 games in a row.
And they just don't speak to you.
You won't be popular at home.
No, not at all. Yeah, so I...
Baby, stop bowling leg side, baby!
Jy het beslis 'n punt dat daar goed is wat jy dalk nie saam kan doen nie, wat dalk die verhouding erger af gaan los as wat het begin het. Ja, I get it, JP.
I mean, you could end up with that same result though in other ways. It doesn't have to be. Like, Monopoly could do that to a couple.
Monopoly can do that to a family. Blood relatives will stop speaking to
each
other.
There will be blood amongst the relatives is what there will be.